Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this day of Thanksgiving, we're going to remember the anniversary of the Mayflower Compact and the religious freedom that gave birth to America. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Well, as today we come together and celebrate Thanksgiving, this year has been an unusual year, to say the least. But we have a great history. There's been an attempt this year by many to try to denigrate that history. Reason for that is they just don't know the true history, and they distort the history of America.
And, you know, I just so appreciate President Trump's is starting the 1776 Commission this year. And much of that is to teach children, to teach students about our history that's being erased so quickly.
And one of the aspects of our history is the anniversary of the Mayflower Compact. It was signed on November 11th in 1620 by the adult male members of the Pilgrims before disembarking from their ship. After 66 days at sea, including sailing through some treacherous storms, the Mayflower finally reached America. The Pilgrims had intended to settle in the northern parts of the existing Virginia colony and had tried diligently to reach that region, but fierce winds providentially blew them far north to a region completely outside Virginia's jurisdiction. They finally put ashore at Cape Cod in Massachusetts area, and they found an empty and uninhabited location in which to settle. When the Pilgrims came ashore, they fell on their knees and they thanked God, reaffirming their continuing reliance on Him and bringing the Bible-based principles that became the seeds of the greatest and freest nation in the world. This is the history of America, and this is part of our celebration today. Now, Holly, the Mayflower Compact clearly stated why they had undertaken this trip. They said it was, quote, for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, close quote. You don't have any ambiguity as to why they came here. For the glory of God, and they wanted to advance the Christian faith. This agreement established the idea of self-government through the laws made by the people. In fact, when I was teaching law at Liberty University School of Law, when I was dean and professor there, we have a course that we developed when I was there and before, and it's still going on, and that is about the foundations of law and government. Mm-hmm. And so when you're talking about the Constitution, before you ever get to our Declaration of Independence and particularly our Constitution, the foundation here was actually established with the Mayflower Compact on the shores of America.
Yeah, John Quincy Adams later said that he believed the Mayflower Compact was to have significantly influenced the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. He said it is the only instance in human history of that positive, original social compact. So you see how important that is, and we're not really taught that so much in school anymore.
No, and in fact, here's some of the text of the Mayflower Compact. Let me just read it on this Thanksgiving Day.
And hear all the emphasis to God, too, by the way, when you
hear it.
It's
amazing.
Yeah.
And this is a compact of people coming together. And when you come together, you have to have some kind of foundational agreement for how you're going to interact and what kind of society you're going to be. So this Mayflower Compact was signed before they even got off the ship.
Right.
And this was the foundation for this new settlement, this new group that came here to America. So it begins by saying the following. In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, Defender of the Faith, etc., having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and honor of our king and country a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini 1620, which means in the year of our Lord, 1620. So you see that they begin in the name of God, amen. And they clearly give you the reason why they came to advance the Christian faith.
And that's the basis of America. Our foundation is Judeo-Christian foundation. Our principles are based on the Word of God. And here is an example.
And so these early pilgrims used the Bible before the original Bible, the King James, was actually created. That King James was written in 1611. So they may have had the King James in their possession, but they also used the predecessor, and they used the biblical principles, the pilgrims did, and they infused them into their civil body politic. And you see those principles, some of which are reflected in the Declaration of Independence. For example, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these ends, governments are instituted among men. To secure what ends? To secure the fact that we as individuals created by God have inalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the purpose of government. To secure those freedoms, that's the purpose of government.
And you know, when you talk about the pilgrims, I mean, it was their faith in God that held them together, that gave them the motivation. I mean, this was not easy, like jumping a yacht and come sailing somewhere. These people struggled. Many of them died during the journey. Many of them died after they landed. It was really a struggle, but they kept a strong faith in God. They fell to their knees when they came ashore, and they knew that God, the Holy Spirit, had sent them to this new land.
And the core members of the Pilgrims group there were what we call separatists. They were members of a Puritan aspect of religion that had split from the Church of England, the only legal church in England at the time. Others in the group had remained part of the Church of England. So not all of them shared the same particular aspects of their religious views. However, the Pilgrims came together as a group of citizens who would be governed by just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time, as shall be thought most convenient to the general good of the colony, under which it says, we promise all due submission and obedience. Now, when they use the word just and equal laws, they're referring ultimately to natural law, law as it relates to law that originates from our Creator. They clearly understood, and this was reflected in Blackstone's commentaries and others, that there's a higher law, and that law comes from God. That's reflected in the Declaration of Independence. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, that to secure these ends, governments are instituted among men. So government is supposed to secure, protect these higher laws that come from God himself. And that's what they're referring to here about these just laws.
And that was the original purpose of government, was to protect those laws, protect our rights. But we've seen that reversing nowadays.
Yeah, so as we gather together, it's wonderful to be with family and hope that you're able to enjoy family and take some time to think about America. A lot of stress has happened to America and around the world this year with the COVID restrictions, stresses on church attendance, the election, other kinds of things that we're facing, the riots, some of the destruction, horrible things that we've faced. But America is a country based upon Judeo-Christian values. And remember that it's those values that are under attack. It is up to us to pass on that heritage, that freedom, that foundation to the next generation, to preserve it for our time, but also to pass it on to the next generation. May it be so. May you and all of your family have a happy Thanksgiving. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.